Random House Audio presents Days of Fire, Bush and Cheney in the White House, by Peter Baker. Read for you by Mark Deakins. For half a century, America defended our own freedom by standing watch on distant borders. After the shipwreck of communism came years of relative quiet, years of repose, years of sabbatical. And then there came a day of fire. President George W. Bush, Second Inaugural Address, January 20, 2005. Prologue. Breaking China. George W. Bush was sitting behind his desk in the Oval Office, chewing gum, staring, and listening. In fact, listening longer than usual. He did not like long, discursive reports. But this one weighed on him. "Do you think he did it?" Bush asked. "Yeah," the lawyer said. "I think he did it." The nation's 43rd president had just days left in office, and the decider, as he had memorably dubbed himself, was struggling with one final decision. His vice president, the man who had been at his side through every crisis for 8 tumultuous years, was pressing him as never before. For 2 months, Dick Cheney had been lobbying for a pardon for his former chief of staff, I. Lewis Libby, who was known to all as Scooter, and had been convicted of perjury and obstruction of justice in a case that had its roots in the origins of the Iraq War. Cheney would not let it go. He brought it up again and again, to the point that the president did not want to talk with him about it anymore. Bush's gut told him no pardon, and he usually followed his gut. He had long bristled at the notion of people trading on connections to win executive clemency.